It's our turn. It's the Rokan Show right here. Richard Roper is here. Adam Carolla is about to join us.
Cool.
He's got this movie out called No Safe Spaces. Let's explain a little bit about what that movie is.
So, Adam Carolla.
Wait, hold on before we do.
Is Adam there?
Nope.
Hold on. Got a thing to say?
I have something.
A radio
to say.
Thing to say?
Yes, they're telling me now. I have a commercial I have to read first. Okay. Give the gift of a great night's sleep. Buy everyone on your holiday shopping list a MyPillow. Buy now, and MyPillow extends their money back guarantee through March 1st. And right now, buy one MyPillow premium pillow and you get one for free. MyPillow has helped tens of millions of people get the best sleep of their lives. It's guaranteed the most comfortable pillow you're ever going to own. It has this patented interlocking fill that conforms to your preferred sleeping position. They're incredible. There's nothing like it, and it makes the perfect Christmas gift. Order today by calling 800-299-9579 or go to MyPillow.com. That's 800-299-9579. Use the promo code WGN at checkout for buy one, get one free on all MyPillow premium pillows. Plus, you get the extended money-back guarantee until March 1st. Call 800-299-9579. This year, get everyone on your holiday shopping list of MyPillow. Go to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code WGN. All right. There we go.
There you go.
Got it all done.
Nice.
Adam Carolla is joining us now on the Super Celebrity Hotline. And Adam, thanks, man, for being with us. What I want to do first is you and Richard kind of set up what the film is, if people are not familiar with it.
Want to go? Adam, it's your movie, so you go ahead.
It's me and Dennis Prager, and the theme is free speech and what's going on college campuses, and it's fun, and it's got some reenactments, and it has a sense of humor about it, and you should be amused, but maybe horrified as well as you watch this film, hopefully with your teenage son or daughter.
Yeah, well, and Adam's right. There's some, you know, some animation and some things to bring home the points. But some of these instances on campuses, Adam, are so insane that I first was thinking, like, okay, is this like one of those docudramas like Albert Brooks used to do? Is this Sacha Baron Cohen? Because the lack of self-awareness with some of these college kids is incredible.
Well, you know, I've been thinking about it a lot, and I realize I think it's all connected to the self-esteem movement. I mean, think back on your lives. When you were 19, did you think you could tell people in their 50s what they could do or couldn't do? Or if you were on a college campus, did you think it was your home and your campus? And that if some distinguished anybody was going to go speak on that campus, did you think you had a vote in whether they could speak on that campus or not? Because when I was 19, if I passed a 55-year-old guy on the sidewalk that I'd never seen in my life, and he stopped me and told me to give him 20 push-ups, I would have done it.
That's very true.
Well, and Adam, in a lot of these cases, too, where, you know, for example, you know, you've got an Ivy League campus where the kids are upset because the school's not telling them what costumes to wear and that they feel violated by that, or the campus where they told all the white instructors and administrators to go home. You could see the pain on the faces of these educators who one would presume are probably leaning liberal and have dedicated their lives to education and creating new ideas. And you could just see the look on their faces like, how did I land here where some 20-year-old is saying to me, this is not a debate. You don't get to respond to me. You should lose your job. That's incredible to me.
It is, but this is sort of what happens. Like, I don't blame the kids. And it's easy to blame the kids, but I live in Los Angeles. We have a horrible homeless population, perhaps you've heard. And it gets worse every day. I don't blame the homeless. I blame the mayor. I blame the city council. I blame the adults who are in charge of the city. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And the kids are kids. They're 19-year-olds who have the mentality of a 13-year-old. They're not the same kids from the Greatest Generation who was storming Normandy Beach out of a Higgins craft. They're super soft, self-entitled, grew up in zero gravity. I get it. But why aren't the adults being the adults? Why isn't the president of the college? Where's the faculty? Where are the adults in the situation? The kids are ruined. I get that. What they need is a dose of reality. and the adults aren't doing it because they're scared of the kids, because the kids have become clients, because the school costs $70,000 a year.
Right. Mm. So when you were in the middle of this, and you and Dennis Prager, who been a talk show host for a quarter century now, right, mm-hmm. a syndicated talk show host, and he's one of those he's conservative, he's a very thoughtful guy. It's not like he's not bombastic about it. It's a very procedural kind of presentation for him, and he's written a bunch of books about these issues. Is there a solution to this? Is this a generation that will get lost in this, and the next generation up will fix it? What, Adam Carolla, what's your thought on that?
I think we're going to basically be divided sort of political, like we are politically to some degree, which is, I think what we have right now are safe spaces. And
Adam, are you there?
Probably one of those college students cut into his line.
I believe, right, he's been cut off now by a conspiracy of something. I don't know if it's a liberal or conservative conspiracy, but it's a conspiracy. All right, hold on. I got to check on that. Because I think that's the point. I got to say, this is very unusual to have this happen. But on the same day, on the same radio program, I'm going to bring Adam back here. Hold on 1 second. Mm-hmm. I think you were just about to make this point. On the same day, on the same radio program, Adam Carolla and George Will are going to make the exact same point, which is true. So you were saying that as we move forward here, the next generation, because we are so politically divided, and go ahead and finish that thought.
I'm saying that I think half the country is going to end up in a safe space, and the other half of the country is going to end up in an octagon, because there's a whole new... The reason the UFC is the fastest growing sport is because there's a whole bunch of people that are pushing against all the coddling and all the safe spaces and all the huggy boogies.
Well, you're right. And I think what George Will's point was earlier is that we find ourselves in a moment where there is no middle space left anymore. Mm. There's the reason is kind of left the room, because the two sides see each other as such mortal enemies. And social media has a lot to do with this. And there's actually a dopamine response to people who are getting angry. And we're leading the people. We're being led by people who anger is their most important personality feature, or their most profound personality feature. And it's scary, really.
You know, I have this experiment that I think everyone could do right and left, which is, I hear people say stuff like, you know, I don't agree with anything Dennis Prager has to say, but I agree that he has the right to say it. And I always say to people, you agree with 80% of what Dennis Prager has to say. I mean, he's a super bright guy. He's a super educated guy. And I bet even if you're a hard left, you would still agree with the thing. He loves this country. You love this country. He's family oriented. You're family oriented. Education, family, country, community. I bet faith. I bet you would agree with tons of stuff he says. There's probably three things you disagree with. And because you don't agree on those three things, you have to completely get rid of him wholesale, whole cloth, just out of your life. Don't treat family members that way, and don't treat personalities that way. You guys probably like the same sports. You may like the same music. You may like the same ice cream.
Oh, see, now what if you're like,
I disagree on the ice cream thing there. I find that offensive that you triggered my...
Right, you can't have that.
How dare you.
What if there's peanuts in the ice cream? What happens then? Yeah. All right, Adam Carolla is...
Lactose intolerant, yeah.
Adam Carolla is going to be at the Park West on January 25th. Tickets and more information at adamcarolla.com. And is this a stand-up show that you're doing at the Park West?
Yeah, this is a stand-up.
Okay. And I know that the movie right now is in theaters, right? And then is it coming to streaming services soon?
I don't know when it's going to be available for VOD. It's in a wide release now. You can go to nosafespaces.com and find it near you, and for now it's only in movies.
Yeah, and that's a pretty cool thing, and it shows that there is a lot of interest in that, and there is some open-mindedness that is playing in hundreds of theaters.
Yeah, that's great.
That's a rare thing for a doc.
That's great.
That's great.
Yeah,
congratulations.
It is. We're blessed. Thank you.
All right, AdamCarolla.com. Thanks, Adam. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me, guys.
All right, there he goes, Adam Carolla. No Safe Spaces, the movie. No Space. Just go ahead and Google that. Although you, a lot will come up if you actually
put Adam's name in there. Too.
Yes,
growing up somewhere else.
Right, that's really, yeah. There's, you know, the Google machine, you got to be very careful about that now.
Yes.
It's all over the place. Yeah. All right, Northwestern Medicine Newsroom, we're heading to in just about 2 minutes.